You're listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
We get to continue our Set Apart to Serve conversations today. I'm excited because we get to talk with a pre-SEM student while we're at the LCMS Youth Gathering in New Orleans.
Yes.
It's pretty exciting to get to do that. Today's episode of The Coffee Hour is underwritten in part by Concordia University, Wisconsin. You can learn more about Concordia University, Wisconsin at cuw.edu.
Live uncommon.
Joining us today at the LCMS Youth Gathering. Okay, so we're recording this in a little in advance, right?
Just a little bit, but it's very exciting still.
July, we're recording for August.
Yes.
So this will air in August. We're recording with our friend Ben Honkamp. He is a pre-seminary student entering Concordia University, Nebraska this fall. Ben, welcome to The Coffee Hour.
Thank you.
We're excited to get to sit down and chat about going to a Concordia University and preparing for seminary with you. Before we talk about all that fun stuff, let's talk about where you're from.
Yeah, so I'm from Sioux Falls, South Dakota. I went to Jefferson High School there, and that's where I was born and grown up so far. So,
tell us about your church.
I go to Resurrection Lutheran Church. It's on the northwest side of town, and so, yeah.
What do you love about your church? How are you involved in things at church?
In youth group, when I can't make it, I have work and I'm also involved in sports, so it's kind of hard to. But when I can go, it's a lot of fun just to see all the kids I don't go to school with. I go to public school, so it's different. But me seeing those kids and being able to do those activities like serving, going to these gatherings, pretty cool to see them and also other kids here.
So. Yeah. Yeah. Now, you're at gathering this year. Is this your first gathering or have you been to
other
ones?
I went to Houston, actually, back in, I think 3 years ago.
Yeah. So this is your second gathering.
Yeah.
What have you been experiencing at gathering this year?
I guess seeing how God's working through all these kids, all these young kids in high school and sometimes even like in middle school, but just seeing how their faiths are much different, but also the same, because we're all one body in Christ, and that's just cool to see.
Mm-hmm. Now, you mentioned sports also. What kind of sports did you play?
Football and baseball.
Okay.
Yeah.
What do you enjoy about those sports?
Baseball, I'm a pitcher, so I like striking kids out. So
that's a good thing to love as a pitcher.
Yeah, it's pretty fun. Football, just the camaraderie of seeing all the guys, just seeing other teammates and hanging out with them in the locker rooms and their practices, that's pretty fun.
Yeah, so. For sure.
Now, I've been told that you are preparing to go to Concordia University, Nebraska in the pre-seminary program. Tell us about that process and thinking about that. Who influenced you to even think about considering seminary and considering a Concordia University to prepare for that?
Honestly, I never thought I'd be a pastor. When I was back in my sophomore year, I was kind of learning more about my faith, and I had some friends that were kind of like saying I should go to be a pastor, and I was kind of pushed it off, and eventually I kind of like wondered maybe God was telling me through those friends I should just look into it. So I began kind of to think about it and pray about it, and the more I prayed about it, the more it kind of felt like it was God's plan for me. And so, and just seeing other kids from our church go to Concordia, Nebraska, I actually went on a tour there for the week of service, it was a service event that we went there for. They had other church workers there, the church work event. And so seeing that, other church workers, and then seeing the campus, I kind of just fell in love with it.
Yeah. Tell us more about what you love about the campus. What else made you fall in love with Concordia, Nebraska?
It's just so welcoming. I mean, I saw so many pre-SEM students, and they all just seemed like very welcoming as one big family, and that just really kind of made it easy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, what have you, you're preparing for church work. What have you been thinking through as you're preparing to be a pre-seminary student? What are some of the things that you've been considering and thinking about?
Just thinking about how I can continue to grow my faith, how to stay connected with the pastors around and in Seward and also the ones on campus, just really how to build connections with other people in pre-seminary and just kind of learn from them and grow in my faith by them and with them. So.
Yeah.
Now, you mentioned you visited Concordia University in Nebraska. And when you were there, you got to participate in a service project or a servant event?
It was a service or like a church work event. All church workers that came that wanted to go to the sewer, that's when they came. So it was all one big event.
Okay. What are some of the things you got to do in that?
So we got to have a Bible study that night where everyone came in with students that were there in the fall. And also us, our high schoolers came in. We got to have this Bible study. We ate some food together. And then we went to a service. Like a small service with students. It was called Praise. So that's about like more of a contemporary worship. And there's like some music and then a sermon almost. And just, a lot of that stuff.
While you were there, you got to meet other students at Concordia University, Nebraska. Tell us about some of the students you met, what you learned from them about why they chose to go to a Concordia and what their plans were.
I think pretty similar to mine. They kind of just felt like that welcoming feeling of being a family that everyone was kind of like almost like a brother relationship in the pre-SEM. And just like seeing that made me, just talking to them about that, like how everyone knew each other, and just, that's what I like.
Yeah. Tell us more about how those relationships, the people that you've met along the way, the people that have encouraged you to think about being a pastor, how has that kind of helped you think about what that kind of vocation is going to be like for you?
Just talking with my pastor, actually, just talking with him about my plans. He's just encouraging me, like, that, I mean, path, and it's definitely a great service. And I heard, like, other pastors I've talked to, like, I've been in Kansas for baseball, and I went to a church there, and one of the pastors, just kind of talking with him, just very thankful that I'm going to this vocation, and, like, just, it's very welcoming and very good to hear that they care so much about us, me and other pre-sem students going to prepare a pre-seminary, so.
Yeah.
Okay, you said something I think I picked up on here. You were in Kansas for baseball. Yeah. While you were there, you visited a church as well. Why was it important for you to be in God's Word, to be in His house, hear His Word, receive His gifts, while you were still traveling with baseball?
Hearing that grace every Sunday and every day, I mean, it's so important for me just to hear that for God's love and forgiveness for me. It's just so welcoming and so awesome to hear that. Every time I get a chance to go to church and be with that family in Christ, it's just, I take it. So.
It's awesome.
That's, I think, really key.
Yeah.
I hope every person here hears that, how valuable that is, when you're traveling, that you need those gifts. They make a difference for you. So let's talk about preparing for seminary. You've got some education ahead of you, right? You're going to Concordia University, Nebraska. Mm-hmm. How long will you study there?
I think 4 years.
4 years. What are you planning on majoring at Concordia, Nebraska?
As of now, I'm still undeclared. So I'm looking at teaching for being a teacher or going to teaching or for business maybe or something in that area. So kind of just talking with my pastor and other pastors, they've kind of pointed me towards teaching and education. So I'm kind of looking at that, but I'm still undeclared as of now.
And as a pre-seminary student, are there specific classes you'll need to take for the pre-seminary program?
Yeah, so there's basic classes. Once I get to be a upperclassman, so a junior or senior, I think I will start taking like Greek and Hebrew classes to learn the languages of the original text of the Bible and stuff. And also like other theology classes and stuff where I'll have to take points in my college career.
Yeah. Yeah. And when you're in a pre-seminary program, there's other formational aspects of that that are maybe outside of the classroom, other activities on campus that you're looking forward to being able to do, being involved in pre-sem or other things on campus.
I'm not really for sure about the pre-seminary, like the activities, but I know that I'm excited to be like part of the sports programs, just going to different games and cheering on the teams. I'm hoping to maybe walk on or go to Seward actually for baseball, but I kind of talked to the coach and I'm not for sure if I'll be able to make it, but we'll see.
Yeah. Sports are fun too.
Yeah.
What else are you looking forward to? Because this will be your freshman year at Seward. Is that right?
Yeah.
All right. So what are you, this is still summer, so you're not quite there yet. What are you looking forward to? What are you preparing for that first year on campus?
Just a lot of talking with my parents, helping them kind of cope with it, because I think my mom's very anxious, very
sure.
Nervous about me going. But yeah, just seeing my friends as much as I can, talking with other friends that are going to Seward, just trying to figure out things are going to work and how they're going to work. So
yeah.
So you have some friends that will also be going to Concordia, Nebraska.
Yep.
Very good. You'll have the opportunity, I'm sure, to reconnect with them, but also make a lot of new friends there as well. One of the things about attending a Concordia University like Concordia University, Nebraska, is that while they have a pre-sem program, they also have other church work programs, Lutheran teacher, as well as DCE and other church work programs. So you'll get to be a student alongside other students who are preparing for church work. What does that mean to you to have that opportunity to have classes right along other students who are preparing for church work? Not necessarily, some who will become pastors, but some who will be serving in other ways in the church. What does that mean to you? How do you think that will help you as a future church worker?
I think it's awesome because you get a taste of both worlds. You'll be able to see how other people and how they're like their faith and how they're learning in college will help them and their degree, but also how that will help mine, and kind of just mixing that together and hopefully find some friends in both areas. So
now here at the youth gathering, there are a few church workers here as well. Have you had the advantage to talk to visit and talk with some of the other church workers here, some of those who are pastors, and learn about what it's like to be a pastor from them?
I talked to actually the Concordia St. Paul president on a steamboat tour Friday, I think it was Friday, and Saturday, and that was pretty cool, just talking to him about like my plans and how he got to where he was, and so.
Only at the gathering do you talk to a Concordia University president on a steamboat tour.
Did you see any alligators?
No, I didn't actually, but my my youth leader, she said she was walking off the boat and saw a big one sitting there in the water. So I never saw. I saw the picture of it, but not the actual thing.
Not an experience I would like. But you said he got to talk to you about his story. What was it about his story that was encouraging to you thinking about this as your future vocation?
Well, he just went. He said that he went. He was actually, I think, the president at Concordia University, Nebraska, and just talking about how he liked it there and how much I will appreciate going there and how much, like, how it'll be. And just saying that it'll be a great experience for me. And then just, yeah, encouraging me with other words from, like, how he went from there to St. Paul. And just things that he's done, so.
Yeah.
Well, we have more to talk about with Ben in just a moment as we learn about his preparations for Concordia University in Nebraska and then seminary after that as well in his path of pastoral formation. We'll continue the conversation for Set Apart to Serve on the Coffee Hour from the LCMS Youth Gathering in New Orleans. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
At Concordia University, Wisconsin, we believe you were created for a reason, to use your God-given gifts to help others, to live a life of self-sacrifice in a me-first world, to live a life that's uncommon. Whether you're taking one of 50-plus online programs or learning with us in person on the shores of Lake Michigan, you'll be equipped to make an uncommon impact. Learn more at cuw.edu. Concordia University, Wisconsin. Live uncommon.
Welcome back to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
We are at the LCMS Youth Gathering in New Orleans, recording a little farther in advance now because this is our Set Apart to Serve conversation. What better place to have a Set Apart to Serve conversation than at the LCMS Youth Gathering in New Orleans?
We're surrounded by Lutherans.
Our guest today is Ben Honkamp. He is enrolling and entering freshman year as a pre-seminary student at Concordia University, Nebraska, which then will prepare him to go on to seminary from there. You have about four years ahead of you at Concordia, Nebraska. You mentioned earlier, undeclared as a major yet, but you know, going into the pre-seminary program to prepare for seminary. I think you mentioned maybe education or business management, something along those lines. How do you think something like education or business management might help you prepare for seminary and for that service as a pastor?
Well, education is big just because as a pastor, you're teaching, and a big part of that is teaching your congregation and how to speak to them and how to help them best understand your sermons. And so I think teaching will help in that area, but also business, because a church is somewhat in a business. You have to know how to manage the resources that you're given. And so that could help in that way, too.
Yeah. Now, who helped you think through those majors? Because those are very wise answers for somebody that's about to be entering college. Who was influential in helping you kind of think through all of the steps and the things to be preparing for now that will help you in the future? Who are some of those people?
My pastor is a big one. Talking to him just like in various moments, just about education and how he was actually an education major at Kansas, the University of Kansas, the Jayhawks. So just talking about how that helped him become more, it helped him with talking to bigger crowds and into a congregation, but also how to make a sermon that is able to be understood easily. And I was talking to the Concordia St. Paul president about the major of being in business. He was the one that mentioned that. So that's what I was, that's what I learned from him.
Yeah. Those are wise adults counseling you in those areas for sure. Do you have other church workers, other examples of people that you've looked up to over the years, of people who are good examples to you of what it means to be not only a pastor, but just a church worker, somebody serving in the church that you've been able to look up to as a role model as you consider what you want to do in the future?
Yeah, so my youth leaders, I've had a couple, and both of them are very, very nice and kind, but their faith is also very great. And just seeing them and how they interact with other students and the kids and high schoolers, it's just cool to see the faith they have and just the joy they find in seeing us grow in our faith and just learning about God. So like right now we have a youth leader who is very, very happy to see us at the mass events and just seeing us get so fired up with all the songs and stuff that she's always talking about how she's just so joyful to see that.
Are there other things happening here at the LCMS Youth Gathering that are helpful to you in this process as you're thinking about the future and Concordia University, Nebraska and seminary after that?
Yeah, all the lessons, all the sessions with actual pastors helps me. It encourages me to see that hope that they share with us, and hopefully be able to do that someday and share that hope with other people. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah, lots of pastors here at this gathering, aren't there? Well, I understand that there is a booklet called The 8 LCMS Church Work Vocations. I think that there was a copy of, there are several copies of it floating around here. Dr. Bonick is holding up one for us. There's a certain person on the cover of that. I think it happens, it looks very familiar. How do you feel about that?
Very honored. It's an awesome feeling, but I'm very blessed that they chose to use that photo. But
it's the poster child for 8 Church Work Vocations.
Dr. Bonick is very happy about this.
So what comes next after youth gathering for you and getting ready for Concordia, Nebraska? What are the next steps then to get checked in and start your freshman year?
Yeah, so finishing up baseball and work this summer, and then on August 22nd, I'll move in. And yeah, just prepare with my parents and family up until that point. They'll help me move in and then start. Yes.
It's very exciting. Now thinking about seminary, do you have a seminary in mind yet? I know that's a very early thing, but do you have... Are you leaning any direction at the moment?
St. Louis, probably.
Okay.
Yeah, I think St. Louis. I think that's the one that my pastor went to, so that one kind of just sounded, yeah.
Yeah, we'll check back in 4 years and see what happens. Have you been able to talk with the seminaries here at the gathering?
I have not yet, nope. I probably should make a point to do that, but not yet.
I've seen Dr. Bruss from Fort Wayne here. I think Dr. Egger is here as well. I haven't seen him yet, but I think he's here. Yeah. I know both seminaries are here.
We can see the sign down there, yeah.
Both seminaries, Concordia Seminary St. Louis and Concordia Theological Seminary Fort Wayne are both here. Yeah.
So yeah.
You have a chance to talk with some of those
still a couple
from
days
the seminaries.
Though.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. A little time to chat with them.
What are you looking forward to about seminary? Because if you're in the pre-seminary program, aiming to be a pastor one day, what is it about seminary that's exciting for you to think about?
Just being with other pastors, kind of building that community just to be able to, kind of grow in friendship with other pastors and hopefully see them like later on in life and be able to just know them and kind of talk with them about their past and like how it's been going and stuff and just going and that relationship with them. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
As you think about the next roughly 8 years,
yeah,
that seems a little daunting, doesn't it?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
How are you dealing with that?
Kind of crazy. I didn't think I'd be taking more school than I need to, because I originally did not want to take any more school than I need to. I mean, as soon as I get out, I was going to get out. But now I'm kind of, but thankful, though, that I had this opportunity. So
leaning into that, you've got about 8 years of education ahead of you. And then really... those are the classroom years, and you have vicarage as well as part of that. But then it's really when you get in the parish that you get to implement all those things that you've learned, and you'll have some opportunities before then as well. Does it seem overwhelming or scary to think about 8 years of education ahead of you?
A little bit, yeah. It does seem like a lot, but I'm sure it'll go by fast.
And you'll have that support. You mentioned your family, your pastors, your pastor as well, supporting you through that. What are you enjoying most here at the gathering as you're surrounded by... a cloud of witnesses of about 20,000 brothers and sisters in Christ. What does that mean to you to be a part of a church body like this that has a gathering like this every 3 years where you can come together, hear God's word? What does it mean to you to be a part of a gathering like this?
It's awesome. It's awesome to see all the different people who have faith in it, with the same faith I do, just to know that, like, because of where I come from in a public school, it's not very common to see other Lutherans of the Lutheran Missouri Synod. So seeing all these Lutheran Missouri Synod people, it's awesome to see them and to talk with them. And I kind of just get to know them and learn about their faith and their story. And that's awesome to me.
What you mentioned that you got to attend the gathering in 2022 as well in Houston. What have you seen at this one that maybe you didn't see at the last gathering, or some differences?
Definitely, like, just Houston was different because here in Louisiana, the Jazz is definitely different, so that community. But also just, I don't know, the mass events, it's in a different building, so it's just different. But
you're also, you're a senior now. You were, finishing freshman year then, right?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I was definitely a lot smaller back then, so it's a lot different now, but.
Yeah. Yeah. What are some of the things you've been learning about and being able to experience in sessions while you're here at Gathering?
I'm just learning about different things. Like today, or right before this, I went to Hell Unveiled, I think, session. So I was learning about the different like things I didn't know about hell in that kind of area. So it's something that's not really talked about, but very important to know.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. We have a walk-on guest. Ben, have you met the gentleman sitting next to you yet?
I have not.
Oh, boy. Right. So this is very exciting.
Ben Honkamp. This is Dr. Bernard Bull, president of Concordia University, Nebraska. Ben Honkamp is a freshman starting this fall at Concordia University, Nebraska in the pre-seminary program. So Dr. Bull, this is one of your new students.
Very nice to meet you. Looking forward to having you on campus.
So Ben was just chatting with us for the Set Apart to Serve conversation, and he's looking forward to freshman year at Concordia University, Nebraska. Also, maybe you have some tips for him. He mentioned that maybe his mom might be a little bit anxious about him leaving home. What advice do you have to parents who are looking at their kids going into freshman year and leaving home?
Yeah, that's a big transition for parents. I am a parent, so I have been through that myself as well. In fact, my son is choosing Concordia University in Nebraska, so he'll be your classmate. Oh. God willing, we'll see, unless he changes his mind in the next couple of weeks here. But I will say this. In fact, I have this presentation that I give to all of the incoming students and their parents, and they sit down, and we sit in the gym together, and I just have a little bit of a talk with them. And explain, Concordia is a really exceptional community, and I think you've probably gotten a little taste of that in your exploration and decision-making process, but it is a place where you are known by name and where you would develop some pretty amazing relationships with people. And so I try to remind parents of that you are inviting them into another family, like a place where people are going to care for you, they're going to be looking out for you, and parents are always welcome to come and visit. We have lots of opportunities. They can come join you for chapel someday if they want, or Christmas at Concordia, and lots of other things too.
Dr. Bull, do you have highlights of things that Ben can look forward to in his first year of the pre-seminary program?
I would say, the pre-sem program is great. We have some incredible faculty and students. A big part of the Concordia experience, though, is your classmates too. One thing that I tell people is it's really hard to get through Concordia without developing lifelong friendships, relationships that are going to last throughout your life, and having some mentors who are going to be there for you as well. I mean, it's really common to graduate from Concordia and want to reach out to your profs, and it's not uncommon for students to go over and have a barbecue over at a prof's house or something like that while they're on campus. There's a kind of small town feel that spreads into Concordia, and it's pretty neat. So to me, that's one of the biggest things. Of course, gathering daily for chapel. We fill up the chapel pretty much every day, except during finals week. I don't know. I think people should pray more during finals week. But you know, just a lot of great community activities. It's a camp. You know, we are a residential campus, so we have a lot of students that hang around on the weekends and find different creative things to do. And then we have, you know, the formal events, but you'll learn about those along the way.
Yeah.
All right, Ben, this is your chance. You're president right now. What questions do you have for Dr. Bull?
Nothing off the top of my head, I guess.
Putting you on the spot.
Well, it's I think it's going to be an exciting adventure for you to get to be a new student at Concordia University in Nebraska to prepare for seminary. And I think you're in great hands with Dr. Bull and all the faculty and staff at Concordia University, Nebraska. I know they'll welcome you with open arms and be ready to launch into that freshman year. We have enjoyed our time with you. Dr. Bull, thanks so much. You were just walking by, I waved you over, and you willingly came over and sat down and joined us for the conversation.
Didn't even know what he was stepping into.
That was fantastic. Thank you, Ben, for being our guest on the Coffee Hour. Dr. Bull, thanks for jumping in.
Thanks. Yep,
you can learn more about Set Apart to Serve by visiting lcms.org/SAS. You've been listening to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
The Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO. To support the Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit KFUO.org. You can also text KFUO to 41444 or send an email to gifts@KFUO.org. And you can call us at 800-844-0524. KFUO. Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.